last night was the CNN town hall meeting. And tonight is the MSNBC town hall meeting, which is going to be pretty entertaining. You're going to have Kasich. Well, that's not the entertaining part. Kasich. Kasich's either in. Listen, and I know I'm not the only one that has put a theory to Kasich. I know I'm not the only one who's put a theory to Kasich. I get that. And if you listen to a whole bunch of if you listen to a whole bunch of talk radio, this might be something that you've heard a few times. But, you know, Kasich is either working with Trump to split the vote and guarantee that Ted Cruz cannot catch Trump. Now, that's a good theory, except that Cruz needs 85% of the vote. So even in a state like Wisconsin, where Cruz is up, so the polls say, it's moot, considering that point forward, Cruz really has no shot at winning New York and a few other states like that. And at the end of the day, you're talking about very few winner-take-all states. So even if Cruz has a surge, I guess you could say, the way the delegates get split up, he still has to win 85% of the remaining delegates, and it's just impossible. So even with Kasich's helping of Trump, it still doesn't. It just doesn't. That theory doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Now the other theory is Kasich is in the race to help Cruz deny Trump the required delegates. Now, that theory is doable. That theory, definitely something that you can say, okay, maybe that's why Kasich is still in the race. Because remember, Kasich has no shot. Kasich has absolutely no shot. He mathematically is out, okay? He's mathematically out. It's a football team. It's the New York Jets. It's the New York Jets missing the playoffs. That, you know how at the end of the football season, when they put the combinations together, and they say, well, if the Colts lose but the Ravens win, the Jets are in. If the Colts lose and the 49ers win, the Jets are mathematically eliminated. Situations. John Kasich is mathematically eliminated. He is mathematically eliminated. There is no way he can get the delegates. There's absolutely no way he can get the delegates. Absolutely no way. There is no way. He cannot get the delegates. If everybody's going on the concept of the rules are the rules, and you need 1237. If you don't get 1237, the rules are the rules. Well, Kasich can't get 1237. It's impossible. He's a football team that's mathematically been eliminated from the playoffs. And yet he's still running as if he can be the nominee. So it's like a football team playing as if they could still get in the playoffs. Chris Collinsworth or Al Michaels is telling the coach, but you're mathematically eliminated. And they say, no. Listen, I know that if we keep winning, especially these last two games, the fans and the National Football League will realize that we can win the Super Bowl. No, but you're mathematically eliminated. You can't. No. No, we believe that the fans will see that we're the only team in the NFC that can go on and defeat the New England Patriots. But you're mathematically eliminated. You can't get in the playoffs. No. That's like Kasich. That's Kasich. He says, no. He says, no. Look at the polls. That's Kasich's favorite word. Look at the polls. I'm the only one pre Clinton. I'm the only one. And I'm not going to have the required delegates. Trump's not going to have the required delegates. And Cruz isn't going to have the required delegates. So we're going to have an open convention. And we get to that open convention, and nobody gets the required delegates on that first ballot. The delegates are allowed to go wherever they want to go. And they're going to go to me because they're going to see that I'm the only one that can beat Hillary Clinton. They need to sit there and go, so you're telling us, Don, you're telling us, let's say 2 months from now, when this is all over, the primaries are over, you're telling us that you're all going to go to the convention and you might have 3 million votes. And Cruz might have 8 million votes. And Trump might have 12.5 million votes. And you're telling all of us with a straight face that all those delegates are going to leapfrog. That's the word everyone likes to use. Leapfrog. Trump and Cruz and go to you. And there won't be a revolt. And I'm not talking about the convention. You know, all this talk about the convention, there could be riots. Forget that. A revolt amongst the people that showed up primaries, the people that waited in line in the freezing cold, or the rain, or the blistering sun. Because now we're not just talking about, say, Trump's 12 million votes, but now we're talking about, say, Cruz's 7 or 8 million votes. You potentially could be talking about 20 million people versus Kasich's 3. And John Kasich with a straight face goes, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And these 20 million people are going to shrug their shoulders and go, okay, we'll vote for you, John Kasich. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? It's just ludicrous. It's ludicrous. So, you know, I don't, and in order for that to happen, for Kasich, he actually has to get the rules changed. Remember, we talked about it, what, 2 weeks ago, that Rule 40, where you got to have the eight-state threshold? They got to change that. They have to change that. Remember, they put together a new set of rules before the convention. And everybody is aware of the eight-state threshold. Right now, Cruz doesn't qualify, and neither does Kasich. Right now, both of them do not qualify for the eight-state threshold. So if they change those rules to put Kasich and Cruz on the ballot, you know, that's funky. That's funky. When people are screaming and yelling, man, when people are screaming and yelling about Trump last night breaking his pledge, saying he doesn't know if he'll support the nominee, and people are like, see, he never intended. Look, he's dishonest. Wait a minute. Trump always said, I will play by this support the nominee concept. I will make that pledge, but everything's got to be fair. Everything's got to be up and up. I lose, I got to lose fair and square. And when you hear people on the right and the ones that despise Trump, and they say, hey, the rules are the rules. You need 1237. If you don't get 1237, the rules are the rules. Well, they're also leaving out the eight-state threshold. They're leaving out the eight-state threshold. I mean, there's a lot of rules are the rules. You know, they're leaving out the fact that in two more weeks, or even, say, a month, that time, rather it's now, a week from now, or 3 weeks from now, Gingrich and Romney got out of the race so that Mitt Romney could meet the threshold. And I've said this before. If Gingrich or Santorum wanted to take their candidacy all the way up to the convention, they could have. Same thing with Ron Paul. That's why they put in the eight-state threshold. Because as the weeks went on, people were not getting out. They were not getting out. And the RNC seen this was happening. They sat there and went, you know, if these people don't get out, Mitt Romney's not going to get the 1237. He's not going to get it. These people are supposed to get out. Supposed to get out. They're not getting out. They need to get out. They're messing up the process. So Newt Gingrich could have took this all the way to the convention. Same thing with Santorum. They could have ran a ghost campaign. Newt could have said to Adelson, listen, just give me another $10 million. I'm going to run a ghost campaign, and we're going to grab the nomination at the convention. We're gonna have a contested convention, and we're gonna grab it. I'm going to hire a couple delegate grabbers, and we're gonna get the nomination that way. But he didn't, because the 8-state threshold rule was put in place, and it made everything moot. So when Trump says, listen, right now people are not being fair to me. My own party is not being fair to me. The party that said to me, you have to take this pledge. You have to take this pledge. You can't run third party. You get. And now that's all you ever hear. You hear people on the right in the conservative circles talking about, we're going to run a third party. We're going to run a third party. We'd rather lose to Hillary Clinton than have Trump be the nominee. We'd rather keep our power structure. Remember, I said this before, as it pertained to Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and Michael Medved, all the conservative hosts, all the conservative radio stations, all of the conservative players, technically, would rather see Hillary Clinton in the White House. Because it's so much easier to be on the offense every single day than it is the defense. It's so much easier to say, this person is so bad, their person is so horrible, we got 300 days left, we got 200 days left, well, this person is horrible, they should be doing it. It's easier to be an armchair quarterback. And rather it's the talk show hosts or it's the politicians, you know, the guys that are supposed to be making laws, the guys that are supposed to be, running our government, senators, congressmen, congresswomen, governors, it's easier for them to do what they do when they're the minority. It's harder to govern. It's harder to come up with plans, implement those plans, and hope that those plans work. It's harder to do. It's harder to work for a year, 5 months, 6 months. And you put together legislation. And you bang heads with everybody. And you fight like hell. And you do the talk shows. And you talk about this legislation being something that's going to, revolutionize whatever business or whatever. And you're fighting and you're fighting and you're banging heads and you're fighting and you're fighting, you're going and you're going and you're going. And after 6, 7, 8, 9 months, you get the legislation passed. And you got half the country that is smiling, going, yeah, wow, we did it. And then you got the other half going, oh, God, I hope this doesn't work. And then from that point forward, every day, that legislation is under the microscope. And if one little thing happens, if one little hair is out of place on that legislation's head, the side that was against that legislation is all over it. So it's so much easier. So much easier to have Hillary Clinton be the president. So that's why you hear, well, we just assume run a third party candidate. We just assume give the White House back to Hillary. We just assume give the White House back to Hillary and for us to have Donald Trump as our nominee. We just, because it's not going to affect us, it's business as usual for us. business as usual for us. What do we care? Especially if we're not up for if we're somebody who's not up for re-election for another 6 years. What do I care? If I'm not up for re-election and I'm still making $250,000 a year, I don't care. I could care less. I could care less. People going, listen, if you support this person, it's going to open you up. You might get people to say, oh, you're homophobic, you're Islamophobic, you're fatphobic, you're brainphobic. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm nothing. How's that? I'm just going to wait until this blows over because I don't really care. I still make money either way. I don't care. Whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. I'm a Republican. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I still make my $250,000. I still have my committee chair. We run the Senate. Doesn't matter. Next. Doesn't matter. So, guys, it should be no shock. They don't care. They don't care. They have no problem with giving the nomination to somebody that is going to create a revolt. They don't care. Because there's also an arrogance in them. And look where we are today. We are because the leaders in my party are so arrogant. They are beyond arrogant. Remember, right now you're looking at a little more than 7 million and about 5 million. So you're figuring right now at this point, you got about 12 million Republican voters who are going for Trump and Cruz. So right now, you have a little over 12 million Republican voters who are saying, my party, I'm the voter. My party doesn't care about me. My party isn't talking to me. My party doesn't represent me. So the muckety-mucks of the GOP have been listening to the voters for years. And they still don't. Because the arrogance that they have is that when all the dust settles, there's nothing more than placed outrage. It's like school children acting up. That's what they feel. It's just school children acting up. And eventually, they'll get it out of their system. Eventually, they'll get it out of their system. And when a nominee is presented to them and their only other choice is Hillary Clinton or Crazy Bernie, rather they like the person we presented them, or they don't like the person we presented them, they will hold their nose and they will vote for that person because they have an R next to their name. And it's the arrogance. And they really believe the Karl Roves and the Krautheimers, they really believe that. At the end of the day, they still feel this will all pass. And if you have an open convention and they change the rules, or they don't change the rules. Imagine if they didn't change the rules. Imagine if they don't change the rules. and you have open convention, and you have Trump being 100 votes short. You have Cruz being 300 votes short and doesn't meet the 8-state threshold, or meets the 8-state threshold, but he's still 300 or 400 votes short. And Kasich is 1,000 votes, 1,000 delegates short, and doesn't meet the 8-state threshold. And the establishment goes, guess what? None of you are the nominee. That's what we're going to do. None of you are the nominee. We're just going to make it fair. Because if we pick you, Donald, because you had the most votes, it's not fair to Ted, because Ted, whatever they make up. You know how, again, you're dealing with an establishment that looks at the voters, looks at the people as children. They've done it all these years. Remember, the establishment has worried about issues that affect the 12 or 13 million people that have already voted for Trump. No, I mean, really? Really? I mean, that's an issue that is constantly, that's an issue that's constantly hammered. Capital gains tax. Inheritance, the death tax. Remember that fight was a year ago? That was a fight. These are issues that the 12 million people that voted for Cruz and Trump care about. But the establishment cares about them. They're like the parents, voters of the children. And just like a parent does to three or four of their kids, and they're fighting over a toy. And Judy's saying, it's my turn, it's my toy. And Bobby's going, no, I want the toy. And the parent goes, see the toy? And throws the toy out the window, goes, now none of you get the toy. How's that? None of you get the toy. And everybody goes, whoa. And no one could be mad at each other. No one could be mad at each other then. No one gets the toy. No one gets the toy. It's a do-over. It's a do-over. Kasich, you don't get it. Trump, you don't get it. Cruz, you don't get it. It's a do-over. We're redoing the process. So when Trump is doing a town hall meeting, and it's going to come up again tonight with Matthews. And they say, so Donald, will you support the nominee? Because listen, I'm not being treated fair. The deal is supposed to be fair and square. This primary process, that we are doing a process that is different than any other process. Now, when you hear people on the right establishment say, exactly, that's why, everything is different because this primary has been so dramatically different. Matt Walker said that. You know, that it was something that was kind of downplayed. Nobody really talked about it. Scott Walker had said, listen, I could see somebody being the nominee that is not Cruz, Trump, or Kasich. This was before he endorsed Cruz. He said, I could see somebody being the nominee that was not those three. People were like, it's a little strange. He said, this season, this has been so different. It's been so crazy. So anything is possible. Nothing is off the table. And here's the funny thing. There's nothing that's been crazy. There's nothing that's been different. There isn't. Think about this for a minute. Nothing has changed. It's the same process that it's always been. Rather it's 2014, rather it's 2008, rather it's 2004, 2000, whenever there's been a presidential primary. Whether it's Democrat, rather it's Republican. The only thing that's different is you have somebody who is not a governor, who is not a senator, who is not a congressman, who is not an activist. You legitimately have somebody that's a outsider. So when you hear the Scott Walkers or other politicians, whether it's Marco Rubio or Bush, say, you know, the open convention thing, I don't think the person with the most votes should have it. This is the way it is. The fact that Donald Trump hasn't gotten the delegates yet, and nobody says, yeah, but 4 years ago, Santorum and Gingrich were still in the race. Wasn't until they got out when Mitt got the purposely doing this to play with the rules because you don't want Trump to get the nomination. And your excuse is, well, this is just a crazy, crazy election. This is never – what are you talking about? It's the same process. You just don't like the person that's winning right now because he's not part of the club. He's not part of the cool club. He's not part of the high school clique. Rather a Democrat or Republican. Trump is the real outsider. He wasn't supposed to get this far. Somebody who's never been a politician, someone who's never ran a state, someone who's never ran a congressional district, wasn't supposed to get this far. You're supposed to wait in line. If you're a businessman who wants to be a politician, if you're a comedian who wants to be a politician, you have to start at the bottom. You have to start at the bottom. And then eventually, maybe, when you're about 83 years old, you can get a shot. But Trump didn't do that. People say, oh, well, this is just a crazy election. So why is it? It's not. It's absolutely not. They're making it a crazy election cycle. They're making it a crazy election cycle. It's not a crazy election cycle. It's absolutely not. They are saying it's a crazy election cycle. It's not crazy. It's the same process that it has always been. Rather, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, people, you have 12 people, you have 10 people. You have a primary. There comes a point when somebody has the most delegates. They don't have the majority, but they have the most. And everybody else bows out. The fact that Kasich hasn't left, shows that it has nothing to do with a crazy election cycle. It has everything to do with the fact that an outsider, somebody that's not supposed to be where they are, is winning. Should be out. Kasich should be out. He should be gone. He should be gone. And then 2-3 weeks later, Cruz should be gone. End of story. And then Trump should be then going to these states uncontested, just like Romney did. And then he hits the magic number. End of story. End of story. This is not a different convention. This is a happening convention. The rules are the rules. The rules are the rules. Because the GOP, the establishment, they don't care. They don't care. And what I mean by that is, they don't care if you say to them, you're going to lose all these voters. They don't care. They don't care. For them, it's maintaining power. That's the only thing that matters. It's about maintaining power, and there's still a smidgen of arrogance. Ultimately, whoever they put up there, people will still vote. Even if they don't have their first, second choice, they'll still vote because it's a Republican. And if they lose, they lose. If they lose, they lose. But they're not going to take a chance if Trump is the nominee and he wins. They're not going to take that chance, and it has nothing to do, listen, it has nothing to do with has nothing to do with competency, because everybody knows at the end of the day, the president of the United States cannot do things without Congress, without military generals, without a whole bunch of people advising, rather it's the Fed, CIA, FBI, IRS, Homeland Security, House Majority Leader, Senate Majority Leader, Speaker of the House. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, state of the race. State of the race. Because remember this. Remember this. You get a situation. You get a situation where Trump is denied, where he's denied that nomination, and rules are played, and he runs third party. It's over. Absolutely over. There is no shot. There is absolutely no shot. that Republicans can take the White House. I said, I don't think they care. I don't think